You're listening to Chai with Sid Ahmed. For more content, visit SidAhmed.com.
Hello and a very good afternoon. Hey, thank you so much for following us on our social handles. Log on to our website, SidAhmed.com, and follow us on our social handles. Today's question, which I'm going to answer, is what do interviewers look for in an interview? Typically, what interviewers look for when you attend an interview, the most important thing, I call it as the three H's and two C's, which is hungry, hustle and humble, and confidence and curious. You want to display all of these characteristics in your interview. You want to show that you're hungry. This job is very important for you. You want to show that you can hustle for this job, to do whatever it takes to be successful in this job. And you want to show that you're humble. You have a lot of humility. You will work as in a team. You are curious to know, to learn additional things. And you come with you exuberate a lot of confidence. These are some of the things what interviewers look for. The other and the most important thing is, while during the interview, you want to show that you are a keen listener. A lot of people talk during the interview a whole lot, but you want to give the opportunity for the interviewer to talk, and you want to make sure that you are listening very, very closely. The most important thing is that I consistently talk about attitude. You may not have a whole lot of skills to really do the job well, but if you come with a great attitude, that is just good enough for employers to consider you for that particular opportunity. I call it as hire the athlete and train the sport. If you have just a great attitude and you come with some of these traits, what I'm talking about, the employers will give you a potential opportunity. And one other thing which generally employers look for is you have a broad variety of skills. You're a generalist coming in with a lot of skills, but you have specialization in just one particular area. And the most important thing is, during the interview, you may not want to say that's something which you do not know. So if a question is asked and you do not know the answer, just tell them, hey, you know what, I do not know the answer, honestly, but I'm going to go find an answer and get back to you, and make sure that you are getting back to them with that answer. That is going to be a winning interview for you. So thank you so much for tuning in. I hope these steps help you in landing a successful career and a great job opportunity. But if you have any other questions, please do drop me a note, DM me, send me your questions. I'm here to answer all your questions. And thank you so much for logging on to or tuning into SidAhmed.com. Thanks.
Thank you for listening to Chai with Sid Ahmed. Please write a review and share this podcast to those who you think would benefit. If you'd like more podcasts, shows, videos, and articles, or simply would like to connect with Sid, please follow Sid on social media at SidVDart or visit us at SidAhmed.com.